This is Rachel Maddichow, WRPR News.
Can you guys help me pick a filter? I don't know if I should go with XX Pro or Valencia. What should my caption be? I want it to be clever. Do you think I should take it down? Let me take another selfie.
Genius Albert Einstein once said, "I fear the day that technology will surpass our human interaction. The world will have a generation of idiots." In 2014, it is almost unheard of to say that you don't have the latest smartphone. You are almost ostracized if you don't participate in using social media outlets such as Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. These startling statistics, brought to light from ForensicPsychology.com, really settle in the severity of our current obsession with technology. 50% of Americans say they prefer to communicate digitally rather than in person. The average web user checks 40 sites a day and switches activities, windows, or programs 37 times an hour. 61% of Americans admit to being addicted to the internet. The average person, regardless of their age, sends or receives about 400 texts a month, four times the 2007 number. The average teen processes an astounding 3,700 texts a month, double the 2007 figure, and it has only increased since. There is no doubt that our generation is addicted to technology. Sophomores Chris Maria Costa and Lisa Papagiorgio feel as though the fixation with technology not only affects the way we interact with each other, but our academic performance as well.
I do believe that it negatively impacts society because it leads to different accidents. Let's say you're driving and texting, you can crash. And also, it leads to informal writing for emails when you're trying to email your professor. The only thing that people are thinking about is what's the hottest topic on social networking, and talking to people, it doesn't even happen in person or over the phone anymore. It just happens through texting.
I feel like people can't really keep a conversation anymore. It's really hard to walk into a room and see people engaging in a conversation. Instead, you see everybody on their phones or talking about what they saw on Instagram or Facebook, always commenting on pictures and liking other stuff. When and if they do have a conversation, that's usually the topic of it. Like, oh, did you see what this person posted on Twitter? Person's picture on Instagram. I feel like you can't even go outside and observe your surroundings because you're always on your phone looking down upon it, always texting someone, always on social media or talking on the phone.
It is crucial to allow yourself space from your cell phone, tablet, or computer if you feel as though they're taking away time from your personal positivity. It is also important to recognize how often you allow social media to impact you in negative ways. A quick swipe of the phone can lead you to a photograph that can bring back unexpected memories or a tweet with negative messages. By limiting time spent on those outlets, you will begin to recognize the amount of time you need to spend on them and the amount of time that you don't. This is Rachel Maddichow, WRPR News.